Thank you very much for coming out tonight. I'm going to start off by reading a poem entitled Solve in Coagula, and it's from the long poem I've been working on, it's called Production Machine. Love begins with a bench. Here, I'm coming in secret, barefooted for the quiet, to smell the beeswax. Noose and logos belong together, their union is life. I ask the singer what the priest is singing. He tells me it is a funeral dirge written in the ancient E language. We like to play at dying, theirs our unknown crime. The voice in the distance is incomprehensible, but clear and beautiful. Girls her age took new-edged blades to cut in mourning the beneath curls of their soft hair. She, without the art of putting her skirt over her ankles, the figure of wisdom, which we encounter frequently in Gnostic systems, indicates a relationship. He number can it God he, morning mist, and you survive several fights about organizing rhythms into bed sheets. Can you pick leaves in the desert or the Alps? She vibe the last only if infinite ratio she. Frozen only if confident, she pulses the coming trains of Brooklyn. Subway ride, afternoon. The way statues lift arms under early light. Can you morning eavesdrop? Only if they round Salve Maria, Salve Maria. They left church steps in order to ring faces like ministers. Mother, Bertoli light. She grabbed on the fistful. Vapor relic. Out of the marches, Veronica. The planets, they seem fidgety, like on bus seats. Father, only to sleep five more times. Only if they bottle horizon, and we grow a bit after fighting. They hope for star fishing. Night, 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 night. Surrounds the population embraces. Mirror. I write this way because it happened to me. We act this way because it happened to us. Trees are not gentle. They push themselves through earth, push themselves past sky. I write this way because it happened long ago. I see tree outline framework. I feel indignation, tree bark, feasting empty sky. Trees used to be sky, unfortunate tree breakages in the sky. I write this way because it happened to me. The trees bring language up, vertical, above the complacency of soil. Language makes false stories about what happened long ago when I was barely beneath sky. It happened to you too. Remember, you'll get mad when you remember. We were all children once. Before our first utterance, we learned pollen language. We learned to speak of trees and how they rush our vast expanse. Later, we learned the silence of not speaking of trees, to keep hush the vultures of every morning when they plant sycamores upright. We feel the sting of pollen against our brushed playboy stomachs, the sting of tree bark on our thighs, the opening of soil to plant milkseed, the vibration tub of earthworm in mud. It happened long ago. I have no visible proof. Fathers leave traces of mud. I understand your mother hides in forests and she opens wide when the trees grow dark. I understand that you lost yourself there too. I understand that you denied your walk through the forest and saw it later as a brisk walk at the start of day. But it was really night that time, and there have been other times in similar state parks when you saw the outline of wildlife against the moon. And you denied that sight and later thought you'd only seen the hollow shadows of trees. Think again. You'll get mad when you remember. I write this way because it happened to me. It also happened to you. We struggle with the way we act when we see the clamor of thistle and the mildew of how we keep ourselves hidden. In language, in the defrost of wishing to devour each memory of our stillbirth, yet alive, robbing. The one time we stopped, looking beyond the traffic, we could finally see our two faces situated beneath the embers of street lamps. This light dwindles into discord. We could inform ourselves into knitted funeral costumes the way we did in ocean towns. This building could be the same as the granite street where we found ourselves more deciduous trees. Drape earth masks like death sheets Over the hardwood floor, there is a security checkpoint at LaGuardia Airport. You are in a taxi pulling away. He never loved another person the way he loved the ceramic washing bowl she hid underneath your bed. Each time opposition is set up to make sense, the couple is destroyed. A universal battlefield, death is always at work. The morning after, I had to read several books to forget the night before. In my copy of Otto Rank's Doppelganger, all of the important pages stuck together. I thought I had spring-cleaned his sperm from my dress, sitting cross-legged. The irony was that cross-legged sitting breaks the flow of blood to the brain. I will never know what it's like to wake up beside myself. Oh, how I loved her. Her fingers felt just like mine. A candle next to a hurricane. Fire won't save the avenue from flooding. Noria told Noah to pack his bags and build a ship. She took her two favorite giraffes, one male, one female. He took two llamas, one male, one female. They had two children, one male, one female. Noah was male and Noria female. The morning after, the rest of the world was gone, and Noria told Noah that in the jungles, many animals use sexual intercourse as a means of saying hello, as well as farewell. One male and one female. The morning after, I could only look in the mirror lovingly. In my copy of Otto Rank's Doppelganger, there is a photo of a woman with long black hair. The morning after, we left our spaces in line for personal development. My lips settled like two lovers meeting. We passed the funeral department. We went down to floral. We went to the jewelry counter, settled upon a nice death ring to bring us closer to warning. Our memories need a lunar eclipse to guide us into knowing. The morning after, I ran toward you with a death wish, and I noticed you looked just like me.